What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit Chelangelo of the Trenja Turtles.
Ooh.
That's courtesy of son of Al Borland. Say hi to your dad for us.
Yeah.
I am Jack. You are Miles.
I am.
All right.
Al Borland.
Two for two up top.
Yeah.
He's also changed his display name to the Bastard Sons of Al Borland. You know, they're Al's multiplying, and Al's a scumbag.
But Richard Karn, fucking animal thug.
Yeah, Richard Karn be fucking man. That's for sure. All right, well, here's some things that are trending. There's a lunar eclipse coming tonight for all the eclipse heads out there.
Okay. Clips and the new label.
And it's the longest in 425 years. It's going to last for like hours.
Oh, I saw a headline that it'll be the longest one. I feel so bad when I miss these like astronomical events because I'm like, I see the headline, I'm like, shit, I'm hopefully I can see that. But we're also like at a certain longitude where like we're not it's not really hitting that hard for us at 33 degrees.
Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to be visible across the United States. It's not a total eclipse, so it's not like this. The moon's going to disappear, but there will be a little sliver, a little silver sliver at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for on the East Coast, it's going to start at 2 a.m. Eastern time, and they're not doing it with a tape delay, so it's going to start at 11 p.m. on the
West Coast. Okay.
West Coast.
I didn't know. Yeah. Set your DVRs.
Yeah.
How do I set my DVR for this eclipse?
It's going to reach a max at 1 a.m., yeah. Just
out here on the west side.
Out here on the west side.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I don't know. This happens. It's a kind of cooler to think about what's happening than it is, because when it's not a full eclipse, it's just going to turn the moon like kind of a reddish, orangish color.
And you can see it kind of happening right now. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but
yeah, I think that's just the horrible air pollution. But,
oh yeah!
right. But the thing that's happening in space is that Earth and the Moon and the Sun are like basically in a straight line, which is pretty cool.
Love it.
You have to admit, Miles, that's a pretty cool man.
Line them up.
Line them up. Line them up. I don't know what Brian's note means.
Because it's known as a sizzigi.
Yeah, they should work on the spelling of that. Sizzigi. Sizzigi. S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. Syzygy.
Syzygy.
Yeah.
MASTER, a G to the double E. I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call the Sister G. All right, old folks.
We have fun. We have fun.
We have fun here.
All right, less fun. Fentanyl is trending because U.S. drug overdose deaths surpassed 100,000 in the past 12 months, which is a high, unfortunately, like a very grim high point. And, you know, a lot of this is on fentanyl, you know?
Yeah.
The fact that there's, like, this wild card that they're just, like, putting in the drug supply that is just kind of, you know, like playing Russian roulette. It's making drug use be, like, playing, like, Russian roulette.
I need to read. I mean, I saw the headlines and, like, would read sort of, like, the actual, like, statistic stuff about it. But I'm curious how much coverage will be devoted to the, you know, idea of, like, these being despair deaths.
Yeah.
You know, that it's not just like, obviously, tragically overdosing on fentanyl isn't like something that all people are trying to do. But increased drug use comes along with just the general despair of living in this country that people, like many epidemiologists and sociologists have been pointing to. I'm like, this is starting to increase in this country, like despair deaths, not to say like, oh man, like Joe Biden is doing this. That's like, no, the state of living in the United States can be so trying that it's people are like very naturally gravitating towards escaping through drugs and alcohol with just awful, awful effects.
Yeah. It's, you know, being removed from the human context that we've been living in, for our entire life, the entire lives of our species. You know, there's usually families, there's communities. We don't have that shit anymore. Instead, we're individual economic actors. That's what we're treated as. That's what we generally behave as. And it removes, you know, and people, we're seeing people's happiness and people's ability to cope go down. And
And part of that is living in a country or just a society where your needs aren't being considered or met.
Yeah.
And there's, you're also getting a steady diet of like, well, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Aren't you achieving then?
Yeah.
And
exactly.
That's creating a very terrible combination of things for people.
Yeah. And communist is trending. Tell me why, Miles. I want to know.
Oh my goodness. So, you know, communist, such a loaded word, especially if you have no context for anything and you're just an American who watches Fox News. Well, the most one of the most intelligent, maybe next to Senator Warner, is one of the most intelligent senators is John Kennedy from Louisiana. In this, he's essentially at a confirmation hearing for the currency comptroller of this woman named Saule Omarova. And he found, now this woman was born in the Soviet Union, but a very keen-eyed Senator Kennedy spotted something that he wants to get to the bottom to.
Okay.
Oh, you were part of the young communists? Let's check this out.
Well, the formal name of it is the Leninist Communist Young Union of the Russian Federation, and it's also known as the Leninist Komsomol of the Russian Federation.
I'm sure he's nailing that pronunciation.
It's commonly referred to as the Young Communists. Were you a member?
Senator, I was born and grew up in the Soviet Union.
Yes, ma'am. But were you a member of that organization?
Everybody in that country was a member of the Komsomol, which was the Communist Youth Organization. Because
so you
that
were,
was,
you were a member?
That was a part of normal progress in school.
Did you, have you resigned?
From
the Young Communists?
You grow out of it with age. Automatically.
Did you send them a letter though, resigning?
What?
Senator, this was many, many years ago, as far as I remember how the Soviet Union worked, was at certain age, you automatically stop being a member.
Could you look at your records and
okay,
see?
So that's when someone else comes in and goes, hold the fuck up, dude, really? What are you wasting your time here on?
Wasting her time. I thought he fucking busted her, man. What are you talking
busted.
About?
Busted. So have you resigned from the guy?
Oh, you haven't then, huh?
Oh. So then how do we know you're not working for Nikita Khrushchev?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Or who else? Who else could it be? I mean, it's just...
Have you resigned from the Boy Scouts?
I'm a man, so yeah, I'm not... No, yeah,
yeah, but sure. let me see the letter of resignation.
That's not how it works.
That's... You just... According to you, I want to see a letter of resignation.
Okay, let me send this back to you. Senator, did you resign from puberty?
Never went through it.
You got me. Who told Damn. You? Who told you about me? So yeah, that like, and then Elizabeth Warren just went on to like start to say like, what is with this like sexist, racist, like Joe McCarthy nonsense from this guy right now? And she's like, welcome to Washington in 2021, folks. Yeah. So,
but you are on a piece of paper that is in front of me that has the word communist on it next to your name. So,
ipso facto,
can you make this paper disappear with your communist witch magic? Or
also, so like, I'm an American citizen, also full. So, like, right. I like gave an oath. I renounced my other citizenship, and I'm saying, mm-hmm. yeah. Once I've renounced, you know, I'm not a. Soviet, I'm not a citizen of the Soviet Union, right?
Well, can you renounce okay. this knuckle sandwich? How about that?
My knuckle sandwich, sir.
Yeah,
this senator, please.
Yeah, it's a right, delicacy right. down around my way. We call knuckle sandwich, and yeah. you just ordered one. Thank you.
Pops right out of a Brooks Brothers sleeves on you. Pow!
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And Jerry Garcia, another time. You know, yesterday was David Bowie. Jerry Garcia is trending today.
Oh, no.
I think all of our heart rates went through the roof. But don't worry. It turns out he died all the way back in 1995. So this man, we don't have to worry about it. So Jonah Hill is also trending, and they are related because
they're
Jonah
related?
Hill. You got me. Jonah Hill will be playing Jerry Garcia in a Scorsese directed Grateful Dead movie.
Wow.
That's coming. I'm into this.
Yeah, that could look right. That could look right.
Yeah. I feel like the Dead is very iconic, very like influential culturally, but I don't really understand them like that well. I don't know that much about them.
Yeah. The Grateful Dead really only entered my consciousness in 1995 when Jerry Garcia died.
Oh, so that was like when,
that's where I'm at with my knowledge of, and also eating Cherry Garcia ice cream from Ben and Jerry's, or, you know, I don't need to plug them, but yeah, that's other than that, I know fuck all. So a movie being like, yo, they're this important or like they're this interesting, I would benefit from that.
I have intersected with Dead fans my whole life. My second grade best friend, Scott Seltzer, shout out to Scott Seltzer, Yorktown Heights. His dad was like a huge Deadhead, and anytime we would go somewhere, he would play the Grateful Dead in his car and like be like, this part right here. And it just, it all sounded like shit to me. And his mom would be like, Scott's mom would be like, why are you making him listen to this? This sounds like shit. And I think that, they're not great singers. You know, they make it work in some studio recordings, but like most Dead fans, all they listen to is like live shit.
Show me the way. And I know there's more than just Jerry Garcia in that band.
But is this going to be trippy? Like, because Martin Scorsese, I think the drug that his directing style evokes is cocaine.
Right. It's but not 1966. There was a doo-wop group on every street corner. Like, wait, what the fuck
what
are
the
you
fuck?
Doing with this?
The year was 66. There was a doo-wop group on every street corner. Singing around a burning trash campfire.
You already knew what time it was.
Are you
and
sure
that's me.
That's true?
Larry Garcia. I'm sorry. Jerry Garcia. They kept that misspeak in the film?
But my friends in middle school were all like big Deadheads. Like that was the shit, was wearing Grateful Dead t-shirts, taking acid, smoking weed for these like seventh graders.
I feel like the kids that would have done that in the Valley just went all in on goth.
Oh,
like,
okay.
There was one kid who was fucking with the Dead, who was like, you know, like one of the sickest guitar players at our school.
But hell like, yeah, dog.
Was never like pushing it on anybody. So I was like, oh yeah, that's the shirt that Justin wears. Mm. But again, ignorant. So I guess it's gonna be made by Apple. It's like an Apple
production. Yeah. So like that was another interesting aspect of the story is that it's being made for like Apple Plus and Apple has access to all their music because they're Apple. So that like makes it, I guess, more possible. Which
right.
They
didn't even license it. They're just like, we're Apple, fool. Shut up. We have the files. Now leave us alone or we will erase you from the internet.
That would be great if that just became their slogan. The Apple. We're Apple, fool. Shut up.
We're Apple. We'll shut the fuck up. I mean, that's what, yeah, I mean, they're all headed that way. Google's very much in that space too now with the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. Like, we're Amazon, dude. We're going to get this cloud contract. Watch us now.
Yeah. But real influential. We'll see if they have an interesting story. They were an interesting part of Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test, that Tom Wolfe book. Okay. So, yeah.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Bring it. Bring it, Scorsese, you son of a bitch.
I'm ready for you.
Linkin Park is trending. I don't know where this is. Where is Linkin Park, Miles? You tell me.
It's is that in a local Chicago, park? I believe. Okay. There's also a Linkin Park in Burbank. There's many Linkin Parks, if you really think about it. Anything can be Linkin Park. But
there's Linkin Park inside all of us.
Yes, exactly. But this is the band with their, you know, obviously the seminal album, Hybrid Theory. But it's like they were trending for like a number of reasons. But as I was like sort of trying to track what started it, it sounded like people were talking about songs they loved in or bands they loved in high school. And like they were just consistently popping up on like, you know, this like trend of people just saying the bands they loved. And then that turned into like how Twitter works. Fans start seeing their shit trending and they're like, you know what to do. Now just hit the fucking, you know, use the hashtag or whatever to get as much content out there. So people start looking at different Linkin Park clips. And I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that Hybrid Theory was fucking glued to my ears. That and pretty much anything on like Ruckus Records, because I was also like into like that, you know, that New York hip hop.
Take me back. Is that them?
No.
Well, what the hell? The hell are you gonna do? You know, you can't. It's beyond knowing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of music, I don't know. We were speaking of Apple earlier.
Yeah.
They have a electric vehicle in the works called We're Apple Fool Shut Up. That's the name of the vehicle.
Yeah. It's called Shut Up and Get In. Don't ask about the steering wheel. There is no steering wheel because this thing's not just going to fly off your hand while you're driving. So they've got this, apparently it's called like Project Titan, and like things have slowly been coming out where people saw like some schematics and like are trying to show people like, oh, this is what it could look like. But yeah, this Apple is fully saying like, it sounds like they're like, yo, we're ready to get into the fucking physical car space. Now we will be designing automobiles fully automated.
Mm. Oh, really? So, it's fully automated. They're not even going to give us a iPod scroll wheel. Steering wheel?
Not even a fucking steering wheel that can fly out of your hand while you're driving. It's truly they've completely sidestepped that issue. And it's going to be apparently something like, you know, like a Tesla where we just have a gigantic sort of touchscreen in front of you. But their whole thing is that like they've been super secret about this because they feel that they've developed this processor that like Tesla or like other electric vehicle companies, like they can't even come close to in terms of like how it's actually like making sense of everything outside of it. So I don't know. We'll see. They don't know exactly what the business model is. Like, is it just going to be a fleet of things like you could experience like in a given city, like a Uber type thing? But it sounds like if it's Apple, you know, it's going to be it'll be sold straight to consumers too at some point. And there'll be plenty of people who are like, I have Apple everything now.
Yeah. So Apple is definitely going to be one of the companies that's left when there's like six companies in the future because they've just like bought everything.
Yeah.
Is Facebook still going to be there? Because it's always been like Apple, Facebook, Amazon. I guess Tesla is probably entering the conversation.
It just depends on how their business runs. It's just that like Apple has become so big. Truly. Yeah. Like, and the amount of money that like they're not even spending, they're just sitting on. They can weather multiple storms, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe things will get so bad that people are now being like, Apple, you have to buy us more oxygen for Earth.
Right.
Please.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck, fine. I guess I hoarded all the wealth. Here's your desalination plants.
I mean, that is actually the optimistic future because Jeff Bezos told us, we're actually going to be the ones in space. He's going to be the one who's allowed to stay on Earth with his beautiful alive girl.
I love like reverse Elysium.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, yeah. The pores go up in space. I gotta kick it down here, bro. I need to be at the beach.
We're already working on creating a Pacific trash gyre for you guys to live on in space, so you can feel at home, you garbage pieces of shit.
Oh, man. Well, that'll be the day.
That'll be the day. That'll be the day, huh? All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending. Still nothing in the Kyle Rittenhouse jury deliberation. But I think we're all just watching that, waiting with a fucking pit in our stomach. But we are back tomorrow with the whole last episode of the show.
Yes.
Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the booster. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.